FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, the White House today basking in President Biden's appearance in Michigan with striking UAW workers. Experts say it's Bidenomics that's played a huge role in the strike.
And inflation has made consumers and workers about 17% poorer in terms of how fast prices have gone up under Biden. But prices for businesses have gone up even faster.
Heritage Foundation public finance specialist E.J. Antoni telling the Salem Radio Network former President Donald Trump should focus on his successor's track records when he addresses the UAW tomorrow.
Yes, your paycheck has gotten bigger, but it can buy less. You can't afford to own a home today. You can't afford to send your kids to college. You can't afford to pay off your credit cards and save any money.
And another blow to the Biden economic policies, the American consumer feeling far less confident this month. Expectations persist. Interest rates will remain elevated for an extended period. The conference board saying its consumer confidence index in September fell to 103, down from 108.7 last month. Also at townhall.com, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Americans need to understand the reasoning behind granting more military aid to help Ukraine stave off the Russian invasion.
We're supporting Ukraine not simply because we admire their courage and their pluck and their skill, which we do. We support them because it's good for America. It's just like why Ronald Reagan supported, say, Solidarity in Poland.
Federal Trade Commission and attorney generals from 17 states filing an antitrust suit against Amazon, alleging the e-commerce giant uses its position to in the marketplace to inflate prices. More stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
School district in Canada removing all library books prior to 2008.
It's part of a new equity-based book weeding process implemented by the Peel District School Board last spring. Students in the Ontario School District began to notice that books were disappearing from the library. And this fall, students were greeted by rows and rows of empty shelves. About 50% of the library's books were gone. Students were told by staff that they were responding to a directive from the Minister of Education intended to ensure library books were inclusive. Some of the books removed, The Hunger Games, The Diary of Anne Frank, and the children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
J.P. Morgan Chase agreeing to pay $75 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands. That to settle claims the bank enabled sex trafficking acts of late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Turns out there is such a thing as a free lunch. Come to think of it, a free breakfast as well. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason to put that all together for you.
New government guidelines mean more students in schools serving lower-income areas will be eligible for no-cost breakfast and lunch. At schools where 25% of families participate in income-based public benefits, the federal government now will cover the cost of meals for all enrolled students. Previously, the qualifying threshold was 40%. It's estimated that roughly 3,000 additional school districts will now be eligible. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street falling now as its September swoon continues. The Dow at this hour off 265 points. S&P 500 is down 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. A law enforcement officer in Northwest Wisconsin is charged with domestic abuse.
Sawyer County Sheriff Doug Morotek said in a Monday news release that 28-year-old Deputy Ryan Schick of Hayward was arrested and jailed following an investigation by the Polk County Sheriff's Office on allegations of domestic abuse received last week. Schick was charged Monday with a total of 7 counts, including felony domestic abuse, stalking, and false imprisonment. An initial court appearance has not been scheduled. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A woman convicted in a grisly high-profile murder in Green Bay will be sentenced today.
Taylorship Business's sentencing is expected to go on as scheduled Tuesday after her attorney withdrew a request to postpone the hearing. The 25-year-old was convicted for the murder, dismemberment, and sexual assault of Shad Therian at a Green Bay home in February 2022. On Friday, her attorney, Christopher Froelich, asked for the hearing to be postponed because he had not been able to meet with her to review the pre-sentence report in advance of the sentencing. However, after that was filed on Friday, he was able to meet with Shab Business, according to a letter filed on Monday. I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Republican author of a bill to fund American Family Field says there aren't yet enough votes for it to pass in the state assembly. On WISN-TV's Upfront, Representative Rob Brooks of Saukville concedes it'll be a heavy lift.
I believe we can. You know, it'd be very close and very tough if we had to do it. I think we're going to need some Dem votes.
Brooks says he's willing to negotiate some details of the $700 million plan, including the amount of money from Milwaukee City and County and local representation on the stadium board. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Don't miss any of the political action at the state capitol or beyond with WisPolitics.com, Wisconsin's premier political news service. Whether it's on your computer or handheld device, stay informed at WisPolitics.com or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or download our free app. Visit WisPolitics.com today and register for upcoming events, including monthly luncheons in Milwaukee and Madison, where you can meet the political newsmakers, ask questions, and network. Stay up to date on Wisconsin's political scene at WisPolitics.com, Wisconsin's premier political news service.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin has received money to update the state's unemployment insurance system. The federal government has awarded the state's Department of Workforce Development more than $11 million in funds for that upgrade. Wisconsin is one of 18 states to obtain the grants for modernizing and redesigning UI programs, improving fraud prevention in them, and enhancing the system's reliability and accessibility for users. The agency says they look forward to using the funds to update its decades-old unemployment insurance infrastructure and benefits delivery system. And a tornado was spotted in southwest Wisconsin Monday evening. The National Weather Service says the apparent tornado moved east of New Glarus and near Belleville between 6 and 6:30. There is no tornado warning issued, and no damage has yet been reported from the twister. Wisconsin has had 20 tornadoes so far this year. The average number in a year is 23 tornadoes. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90 of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis, and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth. Survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round, with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Dreaming of soaking away the winter blues in a new hot tub? Leisure City's Hot Tub Truckload event starts September 28th with special financing to make that dream possible. Order now to give yourself the gift of relaxation and tranquility. That's Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, or visit online at leisurecityhottub.com.
It's been a very wet weather pattern as of late over many areas, with the exceptions of eastern Wisconsin and the eastern half of the Upper Peninsula. A lot of 1, 2, even 3, 4, 5 inch amounts of rain have fallen. It would have been nice if some of this heavy rainfall came down in June for the crops, but it does do some good to replenish the soil moisture, fill up those low areas, fill up some of the ponds and swamps. Got to have those breeding grounds for mosquitoes next year, right? And the Mississippi River will get filled up a bit better too this week, and that's good because they've had issues with barges not being able to transport cargo south of Dubuque, and it will also help the trees that were stressed out from the dry weather pattern this summer season. 9 till 11 is our major fish feeding period today. The minor is 3:15 to 4:15 this afternoon. If you're on the water, good luck. Tonight's major starts out pretty late at 9:30. The moon is waxing gibbous. The intensity is increasing as it heads towards the full moon on Friday. The moon rises this evening at about 6 o'clock. It'll set tomorrow morning at 4. The sun rose this morning at 6:53. It sets this evening at 6:54 in Park Falls. Weather-wise, we're going to be out of range of most of the rainfall today, so just a lot of cloud cover can be expected. Maybe some scattered sun. Also, our high today tops out at about 69. Winds are generally light out of the east. And then tonight we'll have clouds. The overnight low will drop off to about 55. We could have some fog, possibly dense fog in the morning. Then Wednesday we'll have clouds with scattered sun with our high at 67 with a light east breeze. Thursday it's partly sunny with maybe some morning fog again. Our high is at 68 with a light northeast to east wind, generally 5 to 12 miles an hour. And then by Friday we could see more sun, southerly winds, should see temperatures back above 70, should be in the 70s, mid to upper 70s for highs next weekend with south winds. There may be some scattered showers or storms, perhaps during the weekend stretch like Friday night and Saturday night. Doesn't look like much right now, but you know how that goes. Enjoy the outdoors. With today's Outdoor Report, I'm Carl Kilpatrick.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
At 11 a.m. every Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday. Hard shell or soft shell tacos for $2 at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 67 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for isolated rain showers. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 53 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday with daytime highs approaching 67. 72 Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 67 this afternoon. Lows level off around 53 tonight. We should top off around 65 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 63.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In Major League Baseball, it's the final week of the regular season, and it started off with a light schedule on Monday. In the American League, winners included Houston and Texas. One game in the National League saw San Francisco edge San Diego 2-1, and one interleague game had the New York Yankees defeating Arizona 6-4. Off the field, baseball's best team has some major pitching concerns heading into the final week of the regular season. Max Fried and Charlie Morton of the Atlanta Braves have both landed on the injured list in recent days. That leaves 19-game winners Spencer Strider and Bryce Elder as the only healthy established starting pitchers. The Braves have earned a bye for the wild card round. And in college football, playoff managers will meet this week at the Big Ten offices with the future of the Pac-12 still unsettled. This is SRN Sports. NFL news, a veteran quarterback is in jeopardy of missing his next start.
Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is in concussion protocol. That puts his status in question for when Las Vegas visits the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday. Garoppolo was injured in Sunday night's 23-18 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He took several hits in getting sacked four times, and his head bounced off the turf on one play in the fourth quarter. Steelers safety Minkah Fitzpatrick was flagged for roughing the quarterback on the play. If Garoppolo can't play, the Raiders will go with 15-year veteran Brian Hoyer or rookie Aiden O'Connell. I'm Geffen Goulbaugh.
Monday Night Football, there was a doubleheader last night. Philadelphia remained unbeaten at 3-0 as they downed Tampa Bay 25-11, sending the Buccaneers to their first loss of the season. Cincinnati, meanwhile, got by the L.A. Rams 19-16. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers are getting ready to play the first of two Thursday games this season. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. First comes in 2 days against Detroit at Lambeau Field. The second comes against the Lions as well on Thanksgiving Day. In both cases, games are 4 days apart from Sunday to Thursday, and Coach Matt LaFleur knows the most important thing, players doing what they can to recover and prepare.
It's just that, is making sure that these guys are getting some recovery nonstop. They got to make sure that they get the proper nutrition, proper sleep, just doing everything in their power to get their body back. And, you know, you're also cramming in a lot of information in a short period of time. So they've got to be able to digest all that and still try to get their bodies back as best as possible.
Packers back in the practice field today. They were penalized 11 times for 90 yards in the win over the Saints on Sunday. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked yesterday how they fixed that with a short week ahead.
You can't read too much into it as far as sometimes in practice you'll be going and you'll hit a period where all of a sudden you have like three or four penalties and you're like, what's going on, guys? You just got to regroup, stay calm, regroup, and focus. You know, I know we can execute. It's just a matter of just doing what we're supposed to do, coming off on the right snap count, things like that, aligning right. So, yeah. Keeping it simple, but just believing in your guys and believing in yourself.
Two Monday night games to wrap up week three of the NFL season last night. Philadelphia beat Tampa Bay 25-11. Cincinnati over the Rams 19-16. The Brewers opened the last week of the regular season with a magic number of 1 to clinch the National League Central. They send Adrian Hauser to the mound tonight in the first of a three-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals. Second-place Cubs open a series in Atlanta tonight. They're just a game in front of Miami for the final wild-card spot in the National League. IndyCar coming back to Milwaukee Mile in 2024. Included on the schedule for next year, a Labor Day weekend doubleheader with races August 31st and September 1st. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily. Because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you. And we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age, the physical and mental health effects, the poor decision making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Office. Let's take a look at a few local sports notes for the Butternut Volleyball team in action last night. The Midgets traveled to Solon Springs, sweeping Solon Springs 25-23, 25-18, 25-11. Leaders on the night, Kendra Pritzel in kills, Iva Popowski in assist, Jersey Polinchek with the ace serves of 9, and Josie Wagner coming in with 4 ace services. The Lady Midgets played hard and were firing at the net. According to Coach Cindy Pritzel, the Midget volleyball team will travel to Hurley on Saturday for a big tournament there. The Butternut Middle School girls basketball team hosted the always tough Drummond Lumberjills in 8th grade action. Butternut was able to run out to a 24-3 lead at halftime. Got a lot of younger players in, and the Midgets win 28-7 and improved to 7-1 on the year. Gianna Nearing with 10, Brooklyn Tremel with 8, and Ellie Kohler with 4, Olivia Hammond, Bailey Pritzel, and Caden Butler all got on the scoreboard as well. The Butternut Middle School girls team goes to Glidden, taking on Shawamigan today at the North Campus. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. South Campus at the Shawamigan High School, it's volleyball. Shawamigan taking on Athens, 5:30 JV, 7 o'clock varsity. Phillips volleyball also in action. They are hosting Abbotsford, a big Merrillwood Conference game there at the Logger Camp tonight, a part of homecoming week for Phillips. Also today, the Lakeland girls tennis team, JV and varsity, travels to Wausau East High School, and the Lakeland volleyball team will play host to DC Everest today. Brewer baseball comes up tonight, 6:40, looking to clinch that division. We've got it for you right here, and that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
To you guys all day long.
98 Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this so forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Before I change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only
online at 98qcountry.com.
I wish
that glow you got your lips on. Mine is just a little fire I never will forget. You grabbed my shirt and pulled it over my head. You feel the side of a down my back. You beat your heart, steaming up the glass. I'll give it up, I'll bring you back.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
McCollum, Burn It Down. So there's this humongoid roller coaster in Ontario. That's in Canada, y'all. And it has lots of loop-de-loops. It goes upside down. One time it went upside down over the weekend, and it, It stayed upside down. It just stopped. People on the roller coaster hung upside down in their seats for 30 minutes. That's one place you don't want to be, right? Wrong. I mean, yeah, that's wrong. That shouldn't happen to anybody. Upside down for 30 minutes on a roller coaster? How scary, huh?
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Dreaming of soaking away the winter blues in a new hot tub? Leisure City's Hot Tub Truckload event starts September 28th with special financing to make that dream possible. Order now to give yourself the gift of relaxation and tranquility. That's Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, or visit online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 67 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for isolated rain showers. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 53 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday with daytime highs approaching 67. 72 Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 67 this afternoon. Lows level off around 53 tonight. We should top off around 65 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 61.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
First cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close. The way what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get
man got these four wheels on a two lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands in my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands in my eyes and my mind on you.
George Burge and Mind on You. So I'm John St. John here with you, and we were talking about that roller coaster that stopped mid-run upside down for 30 minutes. Everyone was okay. They got it going again and creeped it back into an upright position, and everybody was okay. Thank God. Whew. Thank goodness for that one. Thomas Rhett's coming up, Lainey Wilson, Cole Swindell, and more. On the way right here.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute, because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Right now.
Come on, let's go!
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the burn with a little ice.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Here, boy, take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free, cruising up and down Main. This curfew, sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free, buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'm old enough to smoke. I'm old enough.
couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be, when all we cared about was turning 16.
Country fan like I am. Hey.